Welcome to Fresh Bread with Raymond McCulloch. Raymond is the former editor of Irish Christian magazine Bread and, with his wife Jerry, directs Kingdom Come Trust based in Northern Ireland. He has pastored and led worship for several years in Belfast and is currently involved in music and media production.
I'm Raymond McCulloch. Welcome to the 32nd episode of our Fresh Bread, Your Kingdom Come show, now on Series 3, the Arrows Bible Prophecy Series, and currently based on the first book in the series, Oh What Rapture. We'll cover all three books in the series. We've just been listening to Kaidmon from California, USA, and a song called My Love from the album of the same name. If you've missed any of the previous shows, you can still play or download them from our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. You'll also find more information about the music and content of each show, and you can read all the encouraging emails we receive about this and our previous shows. Here are some recent ones. Tony Lipton in Syracuse, New York says, "It takes courage to be a Christian in these times because oftentimes it seems like all are against us. It pleases me to hear your broadcast and know that you are a light of hope." Marcus Richards says, "God's blessings, Pastor McCulloch. He is setting the path that we must all follow. I am blessed." Lynn Ho in San Francisco, California says, "God does it all for us. and we have to stop sometimes and think about all that happens in our lives and the great gifts that he makes possible. Marion Mansfield says, "Your dedication is rubbing off on me. This is a good work that you're doing, and you make me want to reach out and help other folk to know the Lord the way you have helped me." Well, thank you all for your encouraging comments. If you want to contact us, our email address is raymond@kingdomcome.org.uk, or use the form on our website at kingdomcome.org.uk. And if you'd like to contribute to the costs of producing this show, you can do that at our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. And this is King Baru from here in Northern Ireland, UK, and a song called Oro Shirabaha Walia from the new album, Anam Cara.
I'm not a victim.
I'm going to continue the series now with Chapter 6 of Oh What Rapture. Chapter 6, At Any Moment. The man of lawlessness, also known as the beast or antichrist, is talked of in both the Hebrew Tanakh and in several places in the New Testament. The Apostle Paul makes a very clear statement to those expecting the Messiah at any moment. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 1. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers and sisters, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teaching, allegedly from us, whether by a prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendour of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie, and all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. Paul tells us here that our being gathered to him, Yeshua, being caught up, will not happen until after the man of lawlessness has been revealed. No one can even guess who this man of lawlessness or man opposed to the Torah will be until he who now holds it back is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed. If anyone tries to tell you that they know who the Antichrist is, they're contradicting the scripture. We cannot know until he is revealed. He will not be revealed until the one who holds him back is removed from the scene. What hinders this man from being revealed? Do we know what is holding back the revelation of this man? Who is the one who now holds it back, who will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way? This, says Paul, is when the lawless one will be revealed. When Paul calls him the lawless one, he means one who is without the Torah, or who opposes the Torah, the instruction of God. The lawless one, the Antichrist, is also known as the beast. But the beast, described in Revelation, has seven heads. These seven heads are not contemporary with one another, like the horns or rulers are. They appear in chronological sequence, and the Antichrist empire is simply the final head or manifestation. Revelation 12 verse 3 and 13, 1-8. The beast is the godless force of human empire. Down through the centuries, different heads have been manifested, including the British Empire. When one head is cut off, another has grown to take its place. Before the final beast can be revealed, the currently ruling empire must fall, be destroyed, or taken out of the way. Well, who or what will have been taken out of the way? Revelation tells us that the mystery city and nation of Mega Babylon, which has dominated the whole world politically and economically until now, riding upon the back of the beast, will be fallen suddenly in 1 hour. Mega Babylon has fallen, that world has changed forever, and it is now time for this man, the final beast in the sequence, to be revealed. Up to this time, his plans and alliances with 10 powerful national rulers have been necessarily in secret. After Babylon has fallen, he can safely be revealed and be proclaimed as the saviour of the world, the hope of the future. In fact, says Paul, he will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. We will find this person also in the pages of the Tanakh, and we will soon learn a lot more about him and his plans. Paul is referring back to the prophet Daniel's description of the king who will exalt himself in Daniel 12 verse 36.
is heavy. All you feel is pain. Sometimes you need the sun, and all you get is rain. It's easy to forget those who prayed for the rain. Sometimes we forget that God don't make.
Revelation 14, an end time summary. Let us stick with the New Testament just a little longer. Revelation 14 contains a section where three angels appear in quick succession, each with a different announcement to make. They are referred to as an angel, a second angel, and then a third. These, I believe, show us the near future in a nutshell, in chronological order. Revelation 14, verse 6. Then I saw another angel flying in mid-air, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water." The second angel followed and said, "Fallen, fallen is Mega Babylon, which made all the nations drink the maddening wine of her adulteries." A third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and its image and receives its mark on their forehead or on their hand, they too will drink the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. They will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever. There will be no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and its image, or for anyone who receives the mark of its name. This calls for patient endurance on the part of the people of God, who keep his commands and remain faithful to Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven say, "Write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on." "Yes," says the Spirit, "they will rest from their labour, for their deeds will follow them." I looked, and there before me was a white cloud, and seated on the cloud was one like a son of man, with a crown of gold on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Then another angel came out of the temple and called in a loud voice to him who was sitting on the cloud, "Take your sickle and reap, because the time to reap has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." So he who was seated on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. The first angel has the eternal good news to proclaim to every nation and language. Although many organizations and individuals are zealously working towards this, I don't think any of them would claim that every single tribe and tongue has been reached as yet. So this is where we are at the moment in this prophetic timescale. The second angel announces that Babylon has fallen, the news of this empire's destruction that will shock the world. For a more complete study of who or what Mega Babylon is, please read my first book, The Whore and Her Mother, 9/11, Babylon and the Return of the King. The third angel gives us a very clear warning against following the beast, who is about to be revealed. After this, the earth is reaped and the Messiah's kingdom comes into being. We'll also find that Yeshua, Jesus, made a similar statement in Matthew 24, where he talks a lot about his return. Matthew 24:14, "This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come." So the timescale is the same. Once the message of the gospel gets out to every nation, things rapidly draw to a close. Mega Babylon will be destroyed, and there will be only 7 years left to go. The 7 years is not the duration of the Great Tribulation, as some seem to think, but the full period of reign of the Antichrist. But we'll come to that in a minute. Can the Messiah come at any moment? 1. Paul says, not to be deceived, that our gathering to the Messiah will not happen until the lawless one, Antichrist, is revealed. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 3 to 8. 2. Anyone who claims to identify the Antichrist now is a deceiver, because the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. Only then can he be revealed. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 6 to 8. 3. The currently dominating empire, Mega Babylon, riding upon the beast, must be taken out of the way before the final beast empire can be revealed. As the beast and his 10-nation alliance are the main instruments of her destruction, his existence will necessarily be kept secret until after the event, Revelation 17 and 18. And 4. None of this will happen until the gospel of the kingdom is preached to every tribe, tongue and people group. Then, says Yeshua, the end will come, i.e. the last 7 years of Daniel's prophecy. Matthew 24, verse 14. Called Scotland from the Low Country Boys here in Northern Ireland. And we're going to finish with Lullaby from Heidi Jane in California, USA, from her album A Thousand Reasons Why. Thank you. Join us again next week for Chapter 7, The Times of the Gentiles. Remember, if you want to buy the book, The What Rapture, or any of my other Bible prophecy books, in Kindle or paperback edition, go to our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. If you'd like to contribute to the costs of producing this show and others, you'll find details on our support page at kingdomcome.org.uk. Slán agus bána tíre. Bye, and God bless.
This series is produced by Precious Oil Productions for Kingdom Come Trust. For more information about the series, Bible notes and recordings of previous talks, check out our website at www.kingdomcome.org.uk or write to PO Box 200, Belfast, Northern Ireland, BT 23 7TZ.